This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to this special show on Money Control. I'm Gaurav Chaudhary. Indian consumers can expect an exclusive range of benefits as SBI Card joins hands with American Express. The partnership between the country's largest credit card issuer and the global player American Express strengthened the diversified portfolios apart from offering a powerful mix of premium services to Indian consumers. I got into a conversation with Pierre-Rick Burkert, President, American Express Global Network Services, and Ashwini Kumar Tiwari, MD and CEO SBI Card, to know more about the partnership and what it can offer.
My first question to you, while American Express has always been a premium product service, acceptance has always been lower due to the high margins that Amex asked for. So how are you addressing this issue, especially when fintech solutions are further bringing down margins?
So first, we're not necessarily expensive than the competition. The way we price our services to merchants are linked to the value that we deliver to them. So in some cases it will be higher, but not in all cases. Focus on getting more acceptance in India, but also globally, has been one of our top priorities over the last few years, and we've significantly expanded our footprint, and we've significantly grown our merchant acceptance, including India. We actually doubled the number of merchants over the last couple of years. We'll continue to do that going forward. So that's how we're addressing the coverage situation.
Correct. How do both American Express and State Bank of India, SBI, see the changes that uberization of financial payments industry is altering the payments landscape in a geography like India?
So I think customers, and Ashwini, as your answer also, I think customer will always appreciate and value strong service and strong product. And the form is probably less important than quality of service and quality of product. So really the focus for an Amex and our partnership has been how do we provide great value through the product that we are launching, and how can we make sure that the servicing to customer is of the highest quality and exceeds expectation of customers. And I think when you do that, the factor is a bit less relevant for the customer. And they appreciate, of course, different form factor, whether it's fully digital, card, contactless, something we need to provide and will provide. But really, I believe in the power and the value of servicing and product.
What is your strategy for growth in a country like India? And how does the partnership with SBI fit into this?
We will continue to focus on growing merchant acceptance. That's, as I said, it has been part of our strategy and will continue to be part of our strategy. And through partnership with SBI, we will continue to increase our scale in the market. And once you have more cards in the market and more merchants, you really create network value for all the participants in the network. So more merchants, more cards, and making sure that the partnership that we build with SBI provide that differentiation from a product and servicing standpoint. So that scale, growing scale, which will mean also further relevance for merchants that are on the Amex network, for the banks that are on the Amex network, and for customers that have an Amex card.
Yeah, so I have a more specific question on the partnership. You know, why would a customer, for instance, go with a bank-issued American Express card rather than a proprietary Amex card?
What we've seen in many markets, and it's true in India also, is customer value their primary relationship with their bank. Some customers do that. They look at their, whoever they do business with the bank, could be their advisor, their wealth manager, it could be their, whoever at the branch, and they trust that relationship and they will actually tend to consolidate their product within their primary banking, relationship. So that's an important segment. Not all customers behave that way, but an important part of customer behave that way. So therefore, SBI customer, you know, we believe there's a significant segment of this customer that will look at SBI to add products in their financial portfolio.
That's right. And you know, your partnership with SBI is similar, is characteristically similar to the partnerships that you have with other banks across the world, or is it something that is more specific to India?
No, we have 140 banks across the world in 100 countries, and we want to have the same approach and the same focus to these bank partners, and we're not working with all the banks that exist. As you know, there's many more banks than 140 banks globally. We are really interested in partnership with institutions like SBI, who have similar focus and priorities that American Express have, and especially priority in putting the customer at the center of what the banks do. And I think when banks do that and we continue to have that focus ourselves, a good partnership happens.
Yeah. So, you know, I mean, if suppose I'm a card member, a member of a card that has been issued by SBI, American Express. So as a card member, a bank issued cards are similar to other American Express card members in terms of spending habits, payment history and income, or is it different? What does the records from other countries tell you?
It's the spend habit and the demographics of customer depends more on the product. So what benefits are in the product? What value is in the product? What price in the product? It depends on how it's targeted also. That's what drive customer behavior and the type of customer that the product attract. Much more this characteristic than who the issuer is, you know, who's the bank that issue, the product.
Ashwini, what has been the level of disruption among the merchant community during the pandemic? How has the merchant base responded during the pandemic?
Yeah. Hi, Gaurav. First of all, this partnership, I mean, I'll just talk about the merchant bit. Very clearly, as Perek clearly identified, one is the partnership where the MX is looking at scale, which as the largest pure play issuer and the second largest issuer, we bring that to the table. We are looking at a premium offering. We already have premium cards, the Elite and the Prime cards. But there is a segment which is very refined, which wants the very customized international offerings, which MX brings to the table in a very specialized manner. We have other partnerships as well, but MX is special because they really know very well how to deal with these premium customers. So that's one focus area for us. We want to enhance the offering which we have, and we are further looking at other offerings going forward, where which will be even more premium, let's say super premium. So this segment is something which MX understands very well, especially the international leg, the merchant partnerships which they bring to the table. So this is what where both of us are coming from in terms of a partnership. And for us, it completes the network effect also, because we already with Visa, MasterCard and Rupee, but MX was not there and now we have MX. But the value to the customer overall with MX is very, very different. You ask what is the difference between, let's say, a Visa issued card and the MX issued card. So we have a clarity as to the premium segment which we want to focus with MX. It's not to say that MX will not get into other segments. Yes, they can. But the strength which they already bring to the table is what we want to leverage from in the beginning. And if they want to expand into other areas, other segments, sure. We have all the breadth from the 500 rupees card to right up to the 5,000 rupees card, the fee which we have currently. So that's one. On the merchant side, yes, you're right. There has been disruption, and it started right in the month of April itself, and so much was locked down. Even today, we have theaters which are closed. We also have malls which are open but may not be seeing the kind of footfalls which we used to see. The good thing, good as in whatever good we can call it, is that a lot of these merchants have actually gone. So is either they themselves have created websites if they're big enough and if they have traction already. If they had a smaller level of online engagement, they expanded it, or they have come in through either Amazon or Flipkart or various other aggregators, online e-commerce players. So we see this lot of online activity, which to me is a secular trend. So therefore, already at Q1, we had seen the online spends had gone up to 105% of the pre-COVID levels. And this is something which is going up further. So I don't think, even if lockdown unlocking happens and things revert to whatever normal that would be, this online piece is going to come back, I don't think. We have had people like 55, 60 years. I mean, SBI, you know, has a broad range. And these people had never been online, I mean, as in to shop. I mean, they may have been gone online to just look at website for news, etc. But now they're shopping and they're struggling, and we were helping them by our online channels, telecallers, etc., etc. And these people are now shopping. So this secular change in terms of bringing in a matrix of demographics, which was not very comfortable doing online shopping, is a gain in this scenario. You can call it a gain because every other thing is negative. So therefore, we are seeing a lot of that happening. Merchants, again, even if they have opened, we are seeing the footfalls are not back to normal. At Q1, we were still at 60-65%. So this will take time, because unless the disease come into clear control, unless people feel safe enough, even if restaurants are open, I'm not sure people are going out there. They're still ordering online to get a takeaway, basically. So I think this is going to take some time. It's not going to settle down very, very quickly.
And so far as the partnership is concerned, how does launching a card on the American Express, the Amex platform, different from the cards on other platforms? What's the kind of value proposition that this partnership brings for SBI? Related question that I'll ask subsequent to this is, of course, what does it mean for existing SBI customers? But first, on the value proposition, Amex platform vis-a-vis the existing platforms like Visa and Master.
Yeah, so as I mentioned earlier, that the focus currently is on premium for us. Because we have two cards in premium, which is, one is Elite with a 5,000 rupees or 4,999 fee, and we have Prime at 3,000 rupees or 2,999. This comes with a host of benefits which we already provide in terms of the reward points we give initially, or the lounge accesses which we give, the priority lounges, whether in India or outside, and also memberships to various, for example, Vistara. We have a tie-up with Vistara, so we give a membership there to the Vistara Club. We give a Trident membership. These are all complimentary as part of this offering. So these were some things which we already had. What Amex brings to the table, as I mentioned, in terms of premiums, one, to have that deep customer understanding. Because it's not that what we are currently offering today is going to be there for all times to come. Amex will advise us as we go forward, okay, these are the things which premium customers like, especially those with international outlook who travel, and they would like to have these nuances, and we will build that in the for product as we go along. It's not that this is the first and the last product design. It will evolve over a period of time. And as we go into super premium, again, more of the Amex inputs are going to come. So, and Amex internationally has such a big tie-up with all the merchants where this segment which we are targeting actually wants to shop and wants to go and experience. For example, the Wimbledon and the US Open Connect, which Amex has, they have access there. And this is something which our customers may or may not have. If somebody is traveling to the US in this time, with an Amex partnership, we can offer this kind of a stuff. Or to the UK, for example, in that time. So there are specific values which Amex brings to a table, which in addition to our product, which we currently offer, I think will be a great value proposition. And this is not the final version. It could evolve. We could bring more such things which are not there currently to the table. So I think this is a partnership which has great value going forward.
And what does it mean for existing SBI cards customers? Are you looking at more people switching to premium so far as this partnership with Amex is concerned?
So the shift to premium, or shift to a higher grades or upgrades, as we call this within our industry, is a constant process. So we keep analyzing the customer spends, where the customer is shopping, what are you looking at? Because there are many customers who spend more than, let's say, 5 lakhs and get the fee reversals, etc., etc., but they may have a very lower value card. So we reach out to these customers, offer them an upgraded card, saying that the benefits of this upgraded card are far ahead of what you're already spending. So you don't need to do any incremental spending, but you get more benefits out of that. And since the fee gets reversed if up to a link to a certain spend levels, it doesn't matter what the fee level is. Fee is just a number for these kind of customers. So this is a constant process. Now, since we have multiple networks also where we have the same variety of card, let's say, and Amex is also there. Once Amex comes on board, clearly, and if the, we find from the spend of the customer or from the behavior of the customer that what Amex offers are a better deal for the customer, so we will be neutral. We'll offer to the customer that these are the options, and if he wants to go in with for an Amex Elite, sure, why not? So this is a constant process. We will continue to do this and give the offers whatever suits the customer better. Ultimately, it's the choice of the customer.
And one question related to the current state of the industry: to what extent have you seen credit card outstanding being restructured in wake of the pandemic?
Okay, so in the quarter one numbers which have been published, the Q2 will come out early next month. So there we had already had a peak of 7,000 odd crores in May, which was the peak of moratorium. It came down to 1,483 or let's say 1,500 crores because a lot of these customers did not opt in for the second moratorium. Actually, we had made it from an all-in to an opt-in. So these people did not opt in, and the next month, many more did not opt in. So therefore, for us, actually, by the Q1 end, we already had a significant number out of moratorium. So therefore, we started following up with these customers for repayment. Third of them paid up, those who had the means and the salaries. And since we have 80% salaried customers, a lot of them from PSU, from government, etc., all of them paid up. So therefore, what we were left with is the self-employment segment, which had trouble, some of them. We had some difficulties. So therefore, these customers, we worked with them and we had an in-house payment plan, which we tried to enroll them into. In early August, RBI came out, and within 3 days of the RBI coming out with a policy, we had got it approved from the board and launched it. And within a week or two, we had launched a complete digital journey. So by this time, I mean, we can't give you numbers, but by this time, a significant proportion of our customers are already enrolled into these schemes. So therefore, I believe that we had 3 months where we are already working on this problem compared to the rest of the industry, which even now, because the court is still keeping people at standstill, still the clarity is not there and they have not been able to follow up for repayments because the customers are still, in a sense, in moratorium. So therefore, for us, and till the August, end of August, when court came out with that order on NPLs, we had already classified a significant number in NPLs, those who were not paying, not enrolling. So our position is very much clear. And when we come to Q2 numbers, market will see that we have classified a lot of these customers, we have enrolled a lot of them into repayment plans. We are in a much better and a more transparent place. So I think for us, going forward, will be an easier option. No one knows how the economy is going to pan out, but we have already done that hard yards compared to the rest of the industry.
And Perik, one last question to you. Is this the only partnership that you are going to have in India of this nature? Or are you also looking at similar partnership with some other banks?
So we already have a similar partnership with ICICI. And we are really focused now in making the launch with SBI, the roadmap going forward, as successful as possible. And I think through our relationship with SBI, whether it's on the acquiring side or the issuing side, I think there are many opportunities for both organizations going forward. And it's only the beginning today.
Yeah. Thank you so much, and all the best for this partnership. Many congratulations.